Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his Monday morning analysis of the business and financial news. Good morning, Brian. Good
morning, Wayne. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Well, a fairly quiet week, I guess, last week. The jobs report on Friday was stronger than expected, but as usual, some mixed messages in there. Earnings reports, I understand, are looking pretty good.
Yeah, I would say overall that a sort of a quiet week that trends upward is okay by most people. You're right that the jobs report for April reflected strong hiring after a pretty hard winter. 288,000 new jobs pushed the official unemployment rate down. As you're mentioning, the flip side is that 800,000 people left the workforce last month, which wasn't very good. And also wage growth was flat, which... So while new jobs are coming out, average workers are not making any more, and of course they're falling behind inflation as well. You're right. The earnings side, the news is pretty decent. Earnings growth moved up to about 4.5% year over year, and just as important, revenue growth, what I call real demand, is now about 2.5%, which is pretty good despite last week's really bad GDP report, which is essentially flat. Definitely a feeling, Wayne, among investors that some form of market sell-off is approaching. We've been almost 2.5 years without a 10% pullback, so it's kind of a distant memory now, back in 2011. History shows investors, are the best places to hide during these summer months are healthcare, consumer staples, and tech stocks, believe it or not. The key takeaway here now, Wayne, is that many investors are squarely focused on moderating risk and sort of rotating the sectors they're investing in.
All right. Well, one of the big events of the past week was the annual meeting by Warren Buffett and his Berkshire Hathaway company. Berkshire Hathaway owns part or all of a lot of different businesses, including our local newspaper here in Richmond and other papers in the state. And I don't think I realized that the company owned such a big part of Coca-Cola. Well, I heard about it on the news this morning. And I heard on the news, if I'm not mistaken, he subjected himself to 6 hours of question and answer at this.
It was Buffett's annual Love Fest in Omaha this weekend. It doubles as Berkshire Hathaway's annual meeting. You're right, 38,000 people came to hear Buffett and his partner Charlie Munger talk about investing and the state of the world. Attendees also get the benefits of munching on Dairy Queen, sees candies, they get to buy jewelry, and they all get to see all kind of fun Berkshire Hathaway products. And you're right, in addition to fielding normal questions about, you know, who's next to lead Berkshire and other things like that, now that Buffett is well into his 80s, several shareholders brought up the fact that Berkshire Hathaway has underperformed the S&P 500 for the past 5 years. Buffett is well aware of that and has always said his company will not do as well when the market has boomed like it did since bottoming in 2009. But let's face it, the stock has done great for many decades. Here's some other nuggets that Buffett went over this past Saturday in Omaha. Number one, he's still looking for big acquisitions to spend his $50 billion, that's right, $50 billion, in cash, kind of like the Heinz deal that he worked on last year that was about $23 billion. And you're right, he does own the Richmond Times-Dispatch and is buying other newspapers as well. Mm-hmm. Buffett's bullish on the U.S. stock market and does not see a bubble in bond or stock markets yet. He says it could happen, though. Third, he thinks Janet Yellen's doing a great job so far in her job as the head of the Federal Reserve, and he wouldn't change her policies too quickly. Buffett remains concerned what he sees as a housing market that's a little too sluggish in some places. That is giving him some concern. And Buffett did sound off on CEO pay recently, calling the packages at Coca-Cola, where he is the largest shareholder, to be what he called excessive. Bottom line, Warren Buffett is alive and well, running a very successful group of companies and clearly enjoying his annual jaunts with shareholders.
We always like to have a local or state business story to talk about. And Dominion Resources, the big power utility based here in Richmond, announced that its stock was at an all-time high.
Yep. Dominion Resources, a lot of people still call it Virginia Power. The Richmond-based energy giant reported its earnings for the prior quarter last week, and they soundly beat the analyst estimates. As you mentioned, in addition to that, the stock now trades at an all-time high. Pardon the pun, Wayne, but the electric and natural gas utility is firing on all cylinders. Utilities are clearly back in vogue again, beating the S&P 500 thus far this year after trailing by a wide margin in 2013's roaring market. The traditional strong dividend-paying utility stocks always get attention when the market is slow and choppy like it has been this year. Dominion will also be seeing some more interesting competition soon as Exelon Corporation has acquired the old Potomac Electric, now called Pepco, and we'll be increasing its footprint in Pennsylvania, Delaware, and the D.C. area in particular. Utilities also get investor love in the summer because the sector has historically weathered the May to October stock market gyrations well, posting gains in the summer and early fall months.
All right, Doctor, it's time for your annual graduation address.
Yes, 'tis the season for graduations. Thought I would take this opportunity to offer some financial advice to new graduates. The same could be used by the rest of our listening audience, too. So, graduates, as you head from these hallowed halls and serene settings into the real world, here are some tips to make you more financially prepared. Number one, pay attention to your credit score. May not be very high now, but try to clean up old lingering debts. Be careful how many cards you're using at any one time, and please watch those interest rates you're paying. Number two, make a budget, which I know is like nails on a chalkboard to most people, but if you can keep a basic sense of how much you're spending and how much you're bringing in, you have a big head start. If you don't like checkbooks, go online to a great app like Mint.com, which can help you get started. Nothing will hold you back further than being overwhelmed by bills and having no cash to pay them. And number three, try to save regularly, my friends. Believe it or not, your parents are right on this one. The earlier you put money into a Roth, 401k, or other retirement plan, the more time it has to grow and compound. Einstein himself said the strongest force in the universe is compounding interest.
Brian Ford's report is not a research recommendation for any particular company and does not provide legal or tax advice. Brian, thanks very much. I'll talk to you again next week.
Hi, I'm John Edstein. There's a lot at stake in the world right now. Russia's actions in Crimea and Ukraine, the reaction.